Cheap Money on this lovely Tuesday night, or whatever night it is that you listen to the show. And tell you what, I am here with my cast of amazing characters. We're supposed to be joined by Francine Walraven. She will not be making it tonight.
She ditched us.
And she did.
She was too cool.
Both versions of Ganon.
That's right. And of course, Ganon will not be attending. He should be here next week. I guess he has some issues going on, so he's going to take care of that. So get well, Ganon. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I'm sure there's a cream or an ointment.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. We don't want to talk about it now.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Is it ashy or rashy? You didn't specify. I wasn't sure. Anyway, to my left.
I'm ashy.
My far left. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the comic book artist extraordinaire. He is the author of The Kikuyu Project, working on issue 10 as we speak.
No, this is a commission.
Nice.
This is a commission for...
That doesn't belong to you. I hope you're not charging money for that.
That's illegal.
I'm not going to merchandise it. I'm not going to make prints out of it and put it behind me and say, right, I'm the original Ratfinkel.
I'll see to it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's a job he's doing for me.
Your dad's a hot rodder, yeah.
The comic book artist and apparently also an imposter when it comes to Ratfink art. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to Todd Bernardi.
Ed Roth is dead, so it's okay to steal his work. Is that how it works?
Yeah, he is. Screw his children.
That's why everybody steals Kirby's work, right?
Yeah. Time to start up with the Prince.
Stealing his work way before he died.
Yeah, they're doing it like, hey, buddy, we're...
Marvel can't wait to steal his stuff.
Well, you can take like 5% of whatever Aaron gives you and like mail it to them, I guess. I don't know.
Also joining us tonight, she is... also joining us tonight, she is our... She what is also I? A wonderful, wonderful young lady. She is a makeup artist extraordinaire to
make
the
her sound
stars.
Like a teenager.
I have a feeling like
and
you're
she
grasping
is,
for straws.
I am, because I had
Stop,
this whole...
Stop, he has a lot of nice things to say about
had,
me. Let him say it.
I know. I had,
Come
I had,
on.
I had this whole thing set up.
Oh, right.
I had this whole thing set up because Francine was going to be here, and I was going to introduce them both at the same time, and I was going to do this whole with their powers combined, their Francine and everything. I had this whole thing. I'll do it next time. But anyway, she's also headed to San Diego Comic-Con.
I am.
To do her thing, and hopefully she's going to have a good time there without
us.
She
always does.
Yes, she does. Anyway,
without us.
Give it up for our Twin Peaks freak. Sin is in the house tonight.
Yay.
Also, joining us tonight, he is the cinema scholar. He is the master of hard media. He is our very precious cinnamon scallop. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for A-Rod. He's in the house tonight as well. The man with one A
A-Rod.
In his name.
He's self-conscious about it. Yeah. Don't make a big deal.
Okay.
You freak.
Yeah. There's a dash in there, too. Yeah, it's crazy.
Also, joining us tonight, he is the gaming guru, and boy, was it a big week of gaming for those that love gaming. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for four baddies in the house.
E3.
Watching
E3 with...
Just watching gaming.
I love watching gaming.
Watching E3 with format is kind of like watching the Oscars with Professor Barry. Yeah.
I love watching
E3. You always like nudge him and be like, hey, what's that?
And finally, joining us tonight, he is the chairman of the comic book board. He is also the man who is the owner and proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles. He is the godfather of comic books, and his shop can be found right here between the Sheiks with the one and only Dr. Daddy Leaks.
You should shout out Paradise Video. I'm not a doctor. And stop calling me Daddy Leaks. I love Isaac's attitude towards the nickname thing. Mm-hmm. He's like... Because he was like, what is he, in high school? Talking about you. He's like, he calls himself G Money.
That's right, I do. I stuck with the name, so that's why I stuck with Dr.
That's Gary. Something like a scared, uninvolved kid at a lunch. No, these are my words, actually. I'm just riffing off of Isaac here. But it's like, you're at a lunch table and you're like forging a new identity. It's like,
that's right.
Am I...
I'm going to be a cool kid at this school.
Just
but it's very
is it Greg or is it
back, so.
G-Money?
That's right. Yeah. So, that's right, exactly. So people are going to know you as Dr.
No,
Dad
I don't want that.
I like that a lot.
I totally don't want that.
Really well, too bad, it. Sir. You're going to get it.
Christopher Carvalho. Carvalho, he has my last name and I can't even pronounce it. He's asking what
he's got
a rash.
Yeah, he's got a rash. You're starting to make this doctor thing kind of tempting. I can trick people into showing me all kinds of weird stuff.
Uh-huh. Nice.
I'll start an IG based on it.
Send pictures to Dr. Daddy Leaks at gmail.com.
That's oh, Dr. and by the way, Daddy Carl, Leaks. You are not the father.
Well, those test results came back.
Yeah.
Huh? Nice.
It's
nice.
Official. Kai, you are the father. Right. Sorry.
This, by the way, the man who is critiquing your name that sits in our peanut gallery tonight, this guy is the guy who
Isaac
has
of the haunted beard.
Yeah, of the haunted beard, for crying out loud, Mr.
Who
haunted
lent me
himself.
This amazing movie, Rock and Roll High School
How
Forever.
How dare he criticize?
Which
that
is actually a sequel, which I didn't know, to the Ramones movie Rock and Roll High School. Mm-hmm. I watched this movie thinking it was a standalone. This is a Corey Feldman classic standalone movie. It doesn't need the Ramones movie. Yeah, this movie's incredible. A must watch.
Yeah. Well.
Is she not a punk rocker in that one?
Hey, make sure you hold that well, because I gave you the jump mic.
Maybe.
So make sure you hold that.
Ron Kataguy is hoping.
What do you want me to do? Right, you want me to do like this?
Ron Kataguy is hoping for some dominance from A-Ron. Not going to happen. We kind of laid the base coat of SmackDown on him on the first three podcasts. He's not going to be moving from that shellacking for quite a while.
For a while. No, he'll get in sometime. Ron Kataguy, thanks for joining us tonight. He is also
amazing
an extremely
artist.
Amazing artist, and who is also contracted to like the Transformers. So that's good on you, sir. Because I'm with you. I like them,
we're
too.
We're not worthy of
it. I would love to be contractually obligated
weekly.
To like the Transformers as well. That would be fantastic.
But Bumblebee's a good course correction.
I believe it
can
could
be. Can we all?
I believe it could
right
be.
Format?
Not all of us, but I think that there should be.
Format.
No, this is like when they would, like Deadpool with the Fox X-Men movies.
Nice.
It's like, for me, I don't forgive. Brian Singer's probably going to burn in hell.
By the way, did you?
That's the only reason I want to believe in hell.
Here's the thing. Did you hear that he is actually getting? I mean, it's not huge nerdy news, but he's actually getting co-directing credit for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, great!
Yeah.
Oh, good
is
for
he,
him.
Yeah. You want to see even more, huh?
So many
is
good things
go
happening for that guy.
Maybe one day.
I don't know. Who
could
knows?
Could we just make that happen?
It's
they're
possible.
Probably going to let him enjoy his life for another 30, 40 years. Like,
we've got to get Corey Feldman.
You know, the Weinstein treatment. Yeah.
Well, listen, before we get started, we got movies to talk about, games to talk about, lots of stuff to talk about. Thanks for joining us again this week, Sin. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having
hey,
me.
Hey, like having
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys. I like you guys.
Well, before we get started with all of that shenanigans, let's get into the comic book list for this week. It is every single Wednesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is New Comic Book Wednesday. And you do not want to miss out on amazing comics and amazing stories that you can read about every single week right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. So make sure you guys check it out. Let's find out what's new this week, Dr. Leaks, in the world of comic books.
Carl brought up a good point while we're on comic books.
Yes.
Jim Lee just got promoted because Geoff Johns pieced out of DC Comics.
Well, here's the thing. I was going
to
bring that
just
up.
Just wanted to
that
say
was gonna
that.
Was going to be one of the huge stories because John.
Well, he's doing the movies.
Geoff
now, right?
Johns is doing the movies now.
Oh, he's doing the movies?
Yeah. The movies.
You sound like a bunch of grandparents.
Yeah, Jim Lee. No, but what I'm saying is that does that mean that Geoff Johns is actually doing the movies that pertain to DC, or is he just
he's
doing
Green Lantern Corps is going to be the first one that he's doing.
Right, right.
And
then,
movie.
And then after that course correction, which apparently Aquaman's incredible based on the DC employees who got to see it.
Yeah.
But I believe it because I love Jason Momoa and I think that character's going to be awesome. But apparently...
We'll see if he can be a lead. That's what we're going to find out.
No, he proved he can be a lead. I think it's just the story and the setting has to be correct. Because he owned season two of Game of Thrones. Don't mess around. Don't even... Don't F around. Don't F around.
There's
don't even F around. That was his season.
All right, so what's going on in comic books?
So Adventure Time Comics number 24, which Sin said she's now, her and her family are enjoying that as a family. It's a
yes.
great
My nice.
Cartoon if you
now.
Haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. You can watch it with kids because they don't say the F word, but they say poopy butt and all this kind of
which
weird
my
stuff.
Son loves?
Yeah, kids love those words.
Yeah, Adventure Time's a great show.
It's great. It's well written too. Good for adults.
Can we say poopy butt on the
stop
nerd
it, Todd.
Yeah. No, but you
once
can't say bacon pancakes.
So here's the thing: is that right after you guys finish Adventure Time, have your son watch Rick and Morty. And
then, yeah, that's a good transition.
Maybe,
is that a good transition?
Not.
No.
We'll wait till he's fine.
All right.
Are we going to cover E3 on this episode?
Oh yeah, I think
because there was actually a video game premiered from Justin Roiland, the co-creator of Rick and Morty.
Yes.
Okay, so Batman. It kind of. Batman Prelude to the wedding of, you know, that.
Did you say Mr. Poopy Butthole?
Batgirl versus Riddler. He already said it many times.
Yeah.
Thanks, Todd. You name the show.
I'd be like, take your finger out of Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Hey! Enough of you!
Enough. What is wrong with you? So many things wrong with this guy. Exiles, number four. Is that an excuse, or are we supposed to judge you now? You're like, I'm a dad now. I'm going to say stupid things. Flash, number 48. Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, number 46. Hawkman, number one. Oh, cool.
I finally found him.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I Hate Fairyland, number 19.
It's a Funko toy, okay, you guys? Why are you being weird?
I also hate Fairyland. Well, yeah. Who is it? Wait.
That's Scotty Young. That's Scotty Young series.
Oh, okay.
Image Comics.
Okay, that's not the one you showed me, right? With the fairy on the front that was given the finger.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Oh, that is. Okay.
Yeah. There's always a F Fairyland variant.
It's a long running.
Oh wow. Okay.
Series.
Cool.
Yeah. It's super.
Yeah, it's on issue 19. Kick-Ass number 5. I can say that, right?
Yeah.
Magic Order number 1 of 6. That's also an Image title. Not exactly sure about what the subject matter is.
Probably magic.
Sure, I bet.
I had to guess.
Man of Steel, number 3 of 6. Mr. Miracle, number 9 of 12. Let's see. New Mutants, Dead Souls, number 4 of 6. Nice. New Superman and the Justice League of China, number 24.
You need to put the emphasis on the ch.
I can't trump it. I don't know how to. He pronounces things weird.
China.
He is good at that.
China.
I can't even do it. I'm not fancy enough.
Replace the CH with a G.
China.
Don't encourage him.
Super.
Now put an H right after the G.
Gina. Old Man Logan, number 41.
Now put an X.
X-Gina.
Plastic Man, number 1 of 6. Actually, that's an exciting title.
Yeah,
Plastic Man is one of the coolest heroes ever.
I think Jeff Lemire is writing it.
Oh, really?
But I'm not 100%.
That's even more interesting. Issue 3 has a killer Alex Ross cover.
He wrote,
but this is issue 1 coming out tomorrow.
He wrote the Terrifics. I don't know if he's going to jump over to Plastic Man or not. But Plastic Man was in the Terrifics. So.
Are you done?
No. So.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
Shut up on your face.
Francine.
Spider-Man Deadpool number 34. Star Wars Darth Vader number 17. Star Wars Thrawn number 5 of 6. Ooh.
Nice.
Stellar number 1, which is an Image comic. Thor number 1. A new Thor number 1. Why? For the love. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 83. She did.
She died. She had the cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, they gave her cancer.
Can you?
That's actually how Captain Marvel died. It was pretty poignant the way they actually made him go through having the stages of cancer and slowly watched him die.
Has cancer become viral?
Whoa! Hey, what?
No. What I'm saying is,
was that some weird medical pun that I didn't get?
No. What I meant, because he said that he gave them cancer.
The writers gave them cancer.
I was like, what? Sorry.
Oh, ye of little brain power.
I was like, what are you talking about?
You seem so concerned.
I know, I was. I was like, they gave him cancer. I'm like,
how is that possible?
Weapon H number 3. Oh, that's a damage replacement's coming in. Weatherman number 1, which is an Image comic. Wonder Woman number 48.
We have the poster right there for Weatherman.
World of Tanks, Citadel, number 2 of 5. Mm. X-Men Blue, number 29. And Xena, number 5 of 5.
Xena!
I'm excited about that.
That's where you can come down here to Maui Comics and Collectibles every single Wednesday. That's where you can get your copies of brand new comics every week here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the heart of Kahului Town.
Maui.
Also, a big shout out to the lovely guys over in Lahaina. They have Game Over Comics. Make sure you ask for Rex or Arthur.
And you know, no, it's their names are Chris and Aaron. They're very nice guys. Come on now, G. The guys in the chat. The guys in the chat are talking about Neat in Honolulu that just happened last weekend.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was real neat.
Depends on your spelling.
Tara Marie says that she played Morty. I guess.
Oh, cool.
Or Rick, excuse me, Rick.
Shoot, oh, Rick.
Rick. Yeah, I think.
There's a lot more burping with that cosplay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And liquor.
By the way, just to let you know, I know what Gannon is up to. He's starting his own show with the Game Over Comics guys.
Nice.
That's what's happening.
Nice.
Behind a posse.
So they will forever be known as Rex or Arthur at Game Over Comics, and tell him the Nerdwatch sent you.
You going to change Gannon's name, too?
Yeah.
Ganny.
Ganny.
Get him.
That's it as well. I know what's happening. So anyway, I think we should start.
Oh, God.
Will you shut up? I think we should start with, I actually, because I'm very interested to hear about it, and then we can just run over, like, the highlights of it. Let's talk about some gaming, because we never talk about that on the show as often.
With Format.
So we're going to start with that.
Take all the mics, Format.
I wish I took notes.
All right. So anything, E3, of course, was this week. And that means that all the big heavy hitters from EA to Square Enix to Xbox, or excuse me, Microsoft. And
who's
Sony,
Square Penis?
Easy. Stop encouraging Todd.
You can't say penis.
It's a medical term. Look it up.
What's
it's not a swear.
What's Square Penis?
No. Stop it.
They're the guys who ruined Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because they have a square penis.
No.
They've got terrible imagination.
Also,
trying to
Todd,
fit it in the round hole.
They can't do it. Yeah, it's terrible.
That's a good metaphor for
Nintendo,
what they're doing.
Nintendo was there, as well as Bethesda.
It's the foreskin that makes it square.
Stop. Nintendo didn't really have that much great stuff. Metroid, there was a missing
Smash
Metroid
Bros.
Prime.
Smash
Bros, yeah.
Smash Bros.
But the Metroid Prime announcement.
I'm sorry, what are we talking about?
There was none.
Games.
The layman?
E3 it was is a gaming what does it stand for? Electronics something.
It's electronic. It's an electronics expo.
It's a big expo for.
Where was this?
In the place
LA.
Where
it was
they
in
California.
It was in California.
Yeah.
It was LA.
Yes, okay, and it was like a couple days, and they all.
Yeah, it was a weekend. Like it was like SDCC.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
They show like game trailers for new
but
games.
It's Electronics Entertainment Expo.
Yeah,
I believe is.
That's correct.
It may have changed over the years, but that's what I remember it used to be.
Anything stick out to you this year, Format, that you thought were good?
Control looks
pretty
cool.
Control looks great, right?
It's like a cross between Force Unleashed and an M.C. Escher painting.
Ooh.
It looks really cool. It's done by Remedy, the guys who did Quantum Break.
Right, right. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Smash Bros, of course.
Were you impressed with the Smash Bros demo? I mean, not the demo, but are you really looking forward to Smash Bros? I mean, this is the next big title. For
I kind of am, mainly because it's the full roster. It's everyone from game one.
I will give you that.
That's a good like benchmark, definitive, like every character up until this point. And even if they do future games, it's a good one to go back to. It's like if you want the definitive of from the beginning to now, this would probably be the version.
And the cool thing about it is, since everything is cloud based, they can release characters on a regular basis. So just because we got all of the characters that ever existed doesn't mean they can't just drop a DLC every few months.
But one thing that I like about Nintendo is they don't lay heavily on DLC. As much.
Well, tell that to the guy that bought Mario plus Rabbids.
Was there a rant about that?
No rants. I mean, I'm fine with it, but yeah, I'm still waiting on my Donkey Kong DLC.
Who cares about the DLC? That goes to my point is that they don't lean. I mean, for Zelda, they had a couple big DLCs, but you had the complete game basically when you bought it, and that's what I like about Nintendo when they release something.
That's true to form here as well, but. The fact that they can just
they have that ability
stuff just whenever
I felt it was after
pretty freaking cool
after I watched it I felt that Nintendo's although it had some heavy hitters it felt like it was lacking like I mean they were mentioning the Pokemon which is not necessarily a Pokemon sequel it's kind of like a spinoff
right
so I don't know where
to get the casual Pokemon Go players to play a core game
right exactly so it's supposed to be in that little niche
mm-hmm.
So
I think this is all a good strategy for Nintendo to just consolidate their base.
I totally agree. I mean, because the Pokemon Go crowd would not normally play a core game, but with them releasing Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu,
mm-hmm.
when the core game gets released next year, that's all converted players to the play base.
My favorite thing about the Nintendo conference was one thing, is the fact they mentioned nothing about the Nintendo DS, which I think is a smart idea because I think they should start putting their eggs in the Switch basket anyway. I think it's a good idea for that to slowly but surely kind of...
Hey, Greg, what's the Switch basket?
Nintendo Switch, sir. But anyway, I was impressed. Their big announcement for them yesterday was the fact that Fortnite came out for them, which is the biggest game right now.
Yeah, everybody, my 8-year-old plays Fortnite. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I actually started playing it on the Switch. It's fun. It's not.
Are you one of those jerks
fluid.
In the chat room? I make my son.
You're a Leekus kid, right? Yeah, right. Screw you, buddy.
Yeah.
I make my son use mute because, you know, when all the people chatting, I heard some pretty raw stuff.
No, there's some raunchy stuff, and I that's why I don't play with a mic when I play Fortnite. I enjoy it for what it is. I'm not really good at the building per se, but I really enjoy the
camaraderie,
you know,
the shooting and the hiding.
Yeah, I like the shooting
and the stealing
hiding.
Things from
and
people.
I like collecting wood and stone and brick and stuff.
Huh. Mm. Speaking of collecting useless items to build stuff, Fallout 4. I guess is happening or something.
Well,
or
no, 76? No. 76. Fallout 70. That was another. So let's get off of Nintendo for a second. So also Bethesda was there. I thought that they had a very unimpressive conference.
I love how everybody was like, "Can we get another Skyrim?" And they were like Fallout.
Yeah, and they're like at the very end, "Hey, here it is."
He's like, "Can we get another Elder Scrolls?"
And yeah,
did
like,
you say Fallout?
I mean. Wait, did you say Elder Scrolls? You can play it on your phone.
You want to know the secret to that, though. You guys want to know the secret to that is that Fallout merchandise sells better than all of those other games. Nobody's buying Elder Scrolls shirts. I see everybody with Fallout shirts. I don't even want to know what Fallout is, and I know what it is.
I will say this about Bethesda's conference, and this is what struck me. I was thinking about this throughout the entire conference after watching Nintendo's and Xbox and everything. I kept thinking to myself, you know, E3 is very much for hardcore gamers. Those are the people that pay attention to this. But they kept constantly going back to mobile. And I'm like thinking to myself, you know, hardcore gamers aren't really into mobile.
That's interesting
games.
That you said that because when I was, you know, kind of talking about the E3 with format and just I was asking him what was a big announcement with mobile. Nothing really stuck to his brain. Apparently you were very bothered with how much
I
didn't watch the whole thing.
But what struck me is this, and this is where I think that I'm missing the boat on it, even though it's not for me. When Todd Howard gets up there, the man who runs Bethesda, and
what's
he says,
name?
His name is Todd.
Oh, man, I like this guy already.
Nothing good
when
can come of that.
When he says that his mobile game, which is Fallout Shelter, has been downloaded and played by over 120 million people, and that is more than any other game they've ever produced combined, that's a big deal.
It's a numbers game.
It's a huge deal. So, I mean, I understand that.
Like,
I get
was
that.
At least 10 of that.
So I thought that was cool. I thought that, I thought that the two best conferences, or the best conference for me, was the Xbox conference. They have been lagging behind. Xbox is my favorite console.
I thought the Microsoft conference was solid.
I did. I like the fact that they were willing to say that. Listen, we're going.
Sony had a lot of like musical.
Weird, right? They took like a 15-minute break at the very beginning, which was weird, like right after Last of Us.
That was to move everybody.
That was weird.
Apparently they moved everybody from one venue to another.
But getting back to...
Just because the ambiance?
I don't know. It was really weird.
I know, it was kind of weird.
But I will say this. I thought that the Xbox conference was really good. I thought that the fact that they bought Ninja Theory and they bought all these studios to make solid exclusive games, that was crazy. So the fact that Ninja Theory and Compulsion Games and all those guys are being bought up by Microsoft to make exclusive games means that they're committed to the Xbox, number one. And at the Xbox conference, something I didn't think we'd even see, at the Xbox conference they premiered Devil May Cry 5. Not on the PlayStation, but on the Xbox. That was crazy. So
you know,
that freaked me out.
That was pretty huge.
Right?
All of these new games that are getting released are like the same game, but with different skins.
Yeah.
I, as a retro gamer, and I know that's probably like the annoying thing about
what
people like me have to say, but it all looks like Grand Theft Auto 3, but with a different skin. Like,
whoa!
I saw, what was the one that the trailer was like, was that Far Cry? And then there was...
Just Cause
and Gears of War. And I've played Gears of War. I played Gears of War 1.
Yeah.
But like at some point, they're all pretty much the same game. First-person shooters with, I don't know, even like the world physics are pretty much similar.
Relax. You play as pixelated sprites, pal. So,
but as a retro gamer, I want to say I had one moment in that conference where I felt like I belonged.
Wow.
there was they did a preview for, and so I guessed it before they said the title, and I was like, yes, the one thing I know here. They had like a little pink slab of dirt pop up on the ground, and then a sled crash into it, and I just instinctively yelled, Battletoads. And then, sure enough, it was the preview for Battletoads.
That did look pretty cool.
That was my one moment of glory during E3.
I'm glad that Phil Spencer doubled down, and then we saw a little bit of Cyberpunk 2077, which was really cool.
What is that?
It's CD Projekt Red's first person RPG.
I know what that is, but what is it? It's a first person shooter.
Yeah, it's a first person.
He
said it's a, they didn't describe it as a shooter. They described it as a first person RPG. That's what they said. They didn't describe it as a shooter, which I don't understand anyway.
Like, Cyberpunk looks great, but if everything's a first-person shooter, is the point?
But here's a good point straying off the first-person shooter point. Jason mm-hmm. Hintz brings up Ghosts of Tsushima, which preview of that. And there was another, you know, back in, I think, regular Xbox, maybe 360.
Sucker Punch,
there
baby.
There was a game. Not Sucker Punch. What?
No. Sucker Punch is the guy's Tsushima.
But there was another kind of ninja-based
game. It's also an amazing film.
Where it was a lot of hand-to-hand and sneaking around.
Tenchu.
Yeah, that was the game. Yeah, Tenchu. It was great. That was a great game.
Yeah.
But I like where they switch it up, and there's different kinds of things. Like, it's not necessarily first-person shooter stuff, you know?
Well, there's Tenchu, there's Shinobi, which is the side-scroller, of course.
I didn't play the new Shinobis.
Well, that one that you guys are talking about is essentially, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then,
because I played Assassin's Creed before.
But, what is the other one? Sekiro?
Sekiro that was on Xbox.
That looks awesome.
That's from Software and Activision. That one actually looks really good, too.
Apparently, you're some undead samurai that doesn't. It's something dies twice. The shadows die twice.
Yeah, something dies twice, and it looks really good. And I don't think we saw any actual monsters. We saw big humans, like I guess giants, which was weird.
But they alluded to monsters.
So that was really cool. But yeah, I thought that Ghost of Tsushima looked really good for PlayStation. I thought that Last of Us 2 looked really good. I thought my opinion is Xbox had the best conference. The fact that they're willing to back up all of their software
clean.
Or their hardware,
their conference was clean,
super clean. You know, so I think I'm a guy who says the shorter the conference, the better. Don't make them so freaking long.
Oh, so you enjoyed the Nintendo one? Then.
Yes, and I love the Square Enix one too. This was a half hour long. It was great. By the way, just so you know, we are never getting the Final Fantasy VII remake. That is never happening.
Did they shelf that?
It's never happening.
But they announced it, so what happened?
But it doesn't matter. It's never happening.
Where they just keep on not mentioning it at E3s?
They will always mention it, and we will never get it.
We will never get it.
And Uncle Ben always dies.
Yeah.
that's
they were like, oh, but we're Square Penis. We did Final Fantasy X. Oh. Don't you like that one? And people are like, can you remake 7? We like that one. And they're like,
here's 12. And the sequel to.
And
the sequel to the sequel.
How about Kingdom Hearts 3? Because
that's going to be their big.
It looks good. The gameplay looks good.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is their next big
title. I would
title.
Actually pick that one up.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Disney fan, I like that stuff.
I was never a big fan of either Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2, but then
was amazing.
To be fair, I never finished any one of those two completions. So one was great,
but I had never played a Final Fantasy before that, so that was a kind of a gateway for me because I don't like turn-based fighting, which Kingdom Hearts isn't. It's more of a Zelda-based fighting system, and so that's why I was able to get into it. But I probably still couldn't play Final Fantasy any level.
Zelda I tell you
based.
What, the I think the biggest...
Not Zelda piece, but you know what I mean? Like,
No.
Real-time combat.
I think the biggest announcement, I mean, for this year is probably Fallout 76, though. I mean, that's going to be the only reason why I say it is because it's coming up so quickly.
I mean, we got to see what the sequel to Tomb Raider is going to look like.
Yeah, we did. That was really good. No, but I mean, oh, that's right. That is coming out this year, isn't it? Shadows of the Tomb Raider does look good. I'll give you that as well.
But I mean, you know, when they make the new movie, it's essentially going to be that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Good night, Francine.
Never
we
did.
Miss you.
Thanks for not coming, Francine.
Hey, don't make her feel bad. She's not going to show up next time.
I know, it's true. Anyway, anything
she's
else?
She's cooler than you.
And she's definitely cooler than me.
did you see the new Pee Wee? Just to take a sidetrack on Francine right now. When I think of you and Francine and like all the badass ladies we know, you know that little like they wear like 1950s style clothing in the Pee Wee movie, and they all have like jackknives and like little pocket knives and stuff, and they're like
yes!
badass chicks. That's what I think about when I think
about
like
Pee Wee, because there's one named Pee Wee.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's right. That's good.
Yeah, Pee Wee.
No, my son is obsessed with that. That was his gateway into Pee Wee Herman movies.
I love that. Thank God. Somebody, I mean, that movie should not be for nothing, because I enjoyed it and I heard nothing about it afterwards. The new Pee Wee.
No, my son loves it. It's fantastic.
The John Manganiello one version.
Anyway, that was happening at E3, so if you missed it, you can watch it back on YouTube. Had some really good, exciting announcements, and I enjoyed it. What's up?
One thing before we move on.
Yes, sir.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
That looks cool.
That looks like a gorgeous platformer.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't had a really...
Did you play Ori and the Blind Forest? Amazing.
No, I never did.
Yeah, Ori and the Blind Forest, this is a sequel.
But oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
like,
beautiful.
I might... buy X-Bone just to get one.
It's amazing.
Just to play it, because it looks
You can
really
use ours,
remarkable.
Man. You don't have to shell out $400 for...
Just to let you know, thanks to Phil Spencer, the price went down for E3 week, so...
Yeah, well...
Just for a week?
Great. Phil?
I thought Phil Spencer was
in jail. No. Oh, Phil Spencer, not Spectre. Spencer. Anyway, moving on... You know, right? Anyway, moving on, we'll get into some movies. This weekend, there were not exactly nerd movies, but I have a movie that I need to talk about. I think
is Barbra Streisand in it?
I watched Yentl yet again.
That's your problem.
Yeah. What's Up, Doc is my favorite Barbra Streisand movie. But anyway, Aaron, the Cinnamon Scholar.
Is that the one with Bugs Bunny?
Cinema Scholar, yeah, someone's Bugs Bunny.
Nice.
What was on your agenda this week as far as movies?
I caught Adrift, and then I caught Ocean's 8.
Well, let's talk about Ocean's 8, because it's the girl version of a guy movie. So, to put it simply.
That'd be like The Expendables with Rue McClanahan. Yeah. And
yeah, that would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Who was the lady from Give Me a Break?
Yeah. Oh, Nell Carter.
Nell Carter.
So was Mulaney correct?
Yes.
Do women, like, venture off on the side and just talk smack about the other women?
Women are
that's super sexist of Mulaney.
Women are thieves too, apparently.
Poor man.
That's what Mulaney said.
But crazy accurate.
So Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Awkwafina, and the rest of the cast.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Also, Rihanna was in it.
And Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway as well. What was it any good? Should we watch it or?
You're not gonna see it. Don't even.
It doesn't matter what anybody says. You're not going to watch it.
First of all, I watch movies with lots of girls in them.
What?
Yeah.
Not those kinds.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. Was it good?
Clothes?
Yes, they are, Todd, for a while.
Does it rhyme with...
For a while.
Does it rhyme with shmukaki?
Shut up, Todd.
No, there's only a few words that rhyme
Don't
with
you
that.
Pick that mic up. No, Todd. No. Don't you dare. Anyway, go ahead, Aaron.
No, it is good.
It's good.
It's good?
It's really fun.
Oh, good.
It moves, like Clooney's Ocean's 11, it moves by really quickly.
And Sandra Bullock carries it?
She does. The two things I hated the most was Kate Blanchett was
she carried the blind side in that other movie.
Kate Blanchett was underused?
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't she always
that? Hello. She was really good.
I was just going to say, we rewatched Thor Ragnarok like 3 times in the shop since it's come on Netflix, and she is amazing in that movie. I don't care.
She
anybody,
is, but she's underused there, too.
Well,
she's barely on screen.
Underused, yeah, because they flash back. But what she uses the screen when she's on it, man. She owns it.
She's my favorite actress.
Well, just like Ocean's 8, when she is on screen, she's great. And she's like the Brad Pitt version.
She's always eating? Nice.
Nice. She's got a great figure if she's always eating that movie, though.
But she's really underused. That was really
Was the story... No, but my point is the story good?
It's believable for the women to handle the heist that they were trying to accomplish,
mm-hmm.
you know, compared to the men's one where they have to go down the elevator shaft, all these little gadgets and whatnot. It seems more believable that
you
the women
girls
could
are,
help it.
Well, because could, they're a little smaller than most men and they could fit in any elevator shaft, right?
Nell Carter.
No.
We just did that research. I had to use it more than once in the show.
Oh, gosh, it's funny.
But
anyway.
The other really disappointing thing is the heist didn't feel like there was any stakes involved. It seemed way too easy.
Okay, that's a bad thing.
Yeah. So that was a really big disappointment. Like, there was no threat. Now, like, there's no villain like Andy Garcia.
That's what I was just about to ask. Is there an Andy Garcia in this movie?
No.
Is there a lady Andy Garcia?
There's no threat to it. The stakes aren't high enough. Mm. It just goes.
Mandy Garcia.
Mandy Garcia.
That was Isaac's. I can't steal that one.
That's pretty good.
But it's good. It's fun. It's a fun time. Especially if you go with a bunch of girlfriends. Mm.
Especially.
You go with a bunch of your girlfriends?
I did. Oh, look at you, you big stud.
Ow.
So is it worth the trip to the theater is what I'm asking.
Yeah, if you have a bunch of girlfriends.
Good night, Jason. Thank you for tuning in, man.
Oh
yeah,
man.
No, I would.
You would?
I would go again. I would watch again.
All right. And listen, spend a little less time on this because I'm not too excited. Okay. Sam Claflin and Shailene Woodley.
This movie's
Adrift.
It's way better than Ocean's 8.
It's way better than Ocean's 8.
So good.
Sam Claflin.
So go into Adrift knowing nothing. Like, don't research what happened.
Perfect.
Today.
Perfect. Okay, good.
Because you will be surprised.
Done. Okay. So yeah. It's worth the watch.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were surprised even though the trailer kind of spelled out everything?
Not as you think, though.
Really?
It's like, are they going to get lost at sea?
Are they going to die?
The title of the movie hints at it.
Are they going to get lost at sea and then get it on when they're lost at sea?
Ooh, baby.
Ooh, I don't know.
So they follow the true story.
And then aliens.
Right. Whoa, I didn't see that coming.
Adrift. Anyway, go ahead.
But they follow the true story to the point, to the T.
Sure.
But they change it up a little bit.
So Egyptian
without
aliens.
Taking away from the true story.
Interesting.
True.
All right.
It's very you'll be surprised.
I'm not a huge Shailene Woodley fan, so maybe.
Honestly, this is the best thing she's been in.
Really?
She's really good.
Cool. Yeah,
she's
like, other than the Colgate commercials, this is top-notch work.
It's like Robert Redford in All Is Lost.
Oh,
it's her,
okay.
It's her
That's
All
a great
lost.
Movie. That is a good movie. I'll give you that. All Is Lost is fantastic. Okay. All right. So you recommend
Surprisingly good.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen. I have one movie I'd like to talk about before we move on.
The movie you saw without
me. I saw without you. Don't get mad. It wasn't my fault.
Damn, are you two dating?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
What the hell is that?
Kinda,
yeah. It's like, I think you're just like interjecting yourself into the Barry G. romance.
He's already getting in between.
You need to pushing Barry up.
You need to slow your roll, Aaron.
I went to go watch Toni Collette and Gabriel Byrne in the new film Hereditary.
How was that?
It's beginning a lot
was
of buzz.
Was it scary as hell?
I love Toni Collette.
It was
Did
getting,
you poop your pants?
Was it basically a Lifetime movie?
First of all, let me say this about Hereditary. Toni Collette is phenomenal in this film. She should be nominated for an Oscar for this film. She is so good in it.
Are you just saying this because Aaron wasn't with you? Or?
No. I'm saying this to make him jealous.
The best movie experience ever.
when is she not, though?
No,
cried
out.
The this, person that was next A-Ron to me.
Because what you got to see is when you watch this film, you'll see why I'm saying that. This Hereditary, just to get it out there, is already on my list for one of the best pictures of this year. It is phenomenal.
What else is on your list? I'm curious.
Ocean's 8.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's so not. Is that like the Italian Job?
Yeah, no, something like that, except with girls. So
instead of Mini Coopers,
yeah, that's right.
With girls instead of Mini Coopers,
yeah, it's girls instead of Mini
Coopers. It'll be a drift when you see it.
It'll be a drift, yeah.
It's the French Job, but they're in Audis.
Yeah, there you go. They're in Audis. But Hereditary is they do something very very smart. They do not give away anything in the trailers. Nothing. And not only that, they not only do that, it is this movie, and like I said, it's not a spoiler, they bait and switch you. It is so masterfully done. The film is directed by someone, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, Ari Aster, I believe it's a guy. The way the movie is set up, it is a slow burn movie. It is...
Sounds
No. It what happens is what when you see what happens, you'll understand why. But I have to tell you, it is terrifying. It is psychologically thrilling. It kept me on the edge of my seat. The drama in it was spectacular. This is not being overhyped. I think this is one of the best pictures I've seen this year or any year for that matter. Hereditary is phenomenal. I
does it beat Grease 2?
It does not beat Grease 2, but it is, not only is it a horror film, it is a terrifying horror film. It is not, it is so good because they do something in the film that I didn't think.
I read a snarky internet article that says it's not enough just to be scary.
It's true.
So what do you say, G?
I will say this, that there are things in the film that make it a horror movie, but what makes it so good, the horror elements that you don't think may work in the film, what makes it work is the psychological aspect of it, which makes it work, and Toni Collette's performance that makes it so convincing.
Are there people standing in the corner, like facing the corner?
Oh, it's too scary.
In some respects, I can't say yes or no, but I will say that there is something to that effect. There are things that happen in the film, throughout the film, that call back to what happens at the very end. There are things that you need to pay attention
it's
to.
It's like a brain loop.
Sounds like a puzzle.
It kind of is. And that is what drew me into this movie.
Is it scary like Memento?
Yeah.
I was just thinking what it would be like to live that guy's life, and I was horrified.
This is scary.
They're like, where'd all these tattoos come from?
It's not what you expect.
Who am I?
And
they've got numbers on them.
It's not what you expect.
That's
and
so
if,
many
and
pictures.
If you guys want to watch it again, if any of you guys want to watch it, I will go with you. It's that good. I will watch it again. It is phenomenal. I loved
Phenomenal.
Hereditary. And Gabriel Byrne is great. Everybody that is in this movie is great. And they do such a good job. And it's just, if I say anymore, I'm going to give anything away. I'm not even going to tell you anything about the story. I'm not going to tell you who she is, what she does, what the family is. It is just one of those movies you have to go into and realize something, that you're experiencing something. And the less you watch about it, the better.
Something happens that gets passed down, you know, like.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Well,
that's what I read.
Don't give away the
Format's
ending.
Format's pulling a fourth grade book report where he's pretending to know what it was about by the title.
But I have to tell you, if for anybody who's listening and or watching this program, if you have any love for the horror genre or being terrified, this movie will do it for you.
I love it. I love to be scared. Yeah.
I do too. I love being scared as well. So for me, at this point,
that's my favorite thing is to see a scary movie in the theater and then walk home in the dark. It's great.
This is a 4.5-star movie for me.
Wow.
Without a doubt.
Wowzers.
Without a doubt. There's something that happens in the middle of the film that I go, okay, are we really going to do this? And I was like, I almost snickered at it. And then the director leans into it and I realize where the movie's going at that point, and I'm like, I'm in.
I'm just like imagining G's facial expressions as he's watching. He's like, yeah.
No, you know what's funny is that's what I do, because when a movie hooks me, I get the biggest stupid grin on my face. When a movie hooks me and I'm like, I'm in, and it's got me under its spell, I have a huge grin on my face. Whatever it's about.
The director leads into the Snickers or whatever that means.
All I got to tell you is that if you appreciate good horror movies, if you appreciate good storytelling, you must watch Hereditary. It is phenomenal.
Just like fish.
If you like fish, also watch Hereditary. It's very good. Anyway, I'm sorry, Aaron. I'm really sorry. I said
I'm going to watch Superfly, and it's going to be the best movie of the year. And then you're going to miss out.
I loved it. I could not find I could find very little wrong with that film.
Wants to see it again.
Now I told him I'd watch it with him. I told him I'd watch it with him.
Oh, he's like, nope.
He's like, nope.
The first time once.
I know. Jeez. Anyway.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna watch it.
Yeah, you have to. It's amazing.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I am gonna watch it. Yeah. I'm picking you up on that.
Yeah,
Jake.
Yeah, you may, because I would watch it again for sure. What about you, Sin? What have you been up to? What have you been watching? Anything exciting for you?
I binge watched the entire third season of iZombie.
Oh, yeah, you got to get caught up.
Phenomenal. I do have to get caught up. Because wouldn't that be embarrassing?
Yes. Rose is like, so, did you like
what did you think of it? And
like, no, you should have said, I haven't been watching it, but this other show.
Which she watched last time I was there. So that was great. I also watched today.
She's an older one.
Right? Today I watched the fan...
film?
Yes, fan film. Thank you.
Oh, the Gem and the Holograms. You posted that link.
Right. Yeah. And I didn't get a chance to watch that yet.
So fun. It was so fun. Like, my friend's kids were in it. They played, like, the young Kimber and Jerica.
Nice.
It was really cute. It's only half an hour long, and it's on YouTube. It's, like, super easy to watch.
I'll check it out.
It was awesome. Funded by... whatever.
People with money.
Yeah.
Trump.
No. That thing.
Hey, listen, he's not funding that movie. He's too busy making peace with North Korea right now, so shut up, Todd.
He's too busy being duped by North Korea right now. Come on, guys.
I was waiting for the building to explode.
Come on.
I absolutely enjoy...
And then the CIA coup of America would begin.
I absolutely love the remake of the Gem and the Holograms movie. It
I
is
never
so
saw
you
it.
Loved it?
It's, and let me tell
it.
You why.
You're dumb.
It's because it's extremely silly.
Oh, okay.
It's really fun.
This
sure. You're a silly person.
It's sillier, and it was an answer to that because I feel like so many Gem fans hated that film.
Yeah. It's like,
I really
none
enjoyed
of these
it.
Girls have pink hair. What's
like,
up?
Like, it was meant to be campy and funny. This
yeah.
Film. And there's Hasbro crossovers, too. It's not just Gem.
Right.
There are in the fan film there are other there's other Hasbro guys in there.
Oh wow. Really? Ooh.
Shut your face.
And well, then in the sequel there's gonna be other Hasbro. There's G.I. Joe in this one, and there's gonna be other Hasbro guys in the when they make another one. Yeah.
What the
It's
devil?
Pretty fun, it's pretty fun.
Oh wow.
There's that guy from the Nerdist that's in it too.
Hardwick.
We don't like those guys.
No, not Hardwick. We like Hardwick.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we like the Nerdist.
Right, I like Chris.
They're great.
He's lovely. Yeah.
He could make or break you.
That's true. He could.
Yeah. Now.
You know what? All right, I take that back. I like Chris Hardwick, but you, Dan, and your Dan Cave, you can suck it.
Imagine if
I'm just kidding.
You were watching back in time. If you were watching Singled Out and be like, this guy's gonna own a media empire.
Yes.
Right. Well, the same could be said about like Double Dare and Mark Summers.
Mark Summers. The man who basically owns half of Food Network right now.
Does he?
Yeah, serious.
Yeah, he does.
Damn. He owns all of that stuff.
Why doesn't he cast himself in more stuff?
Wow.
What? Did you just say Double Dare is coming back?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
What?
And Mark is actually
it was
in the judging.
At E3.
What? Yeah.
Who knew?
Jeez.
It's pretty nuts.
Nickelodeon,
I should
baby.
Hope they also bring back Nick Arcade. Please. And only play Super Nintendo and Sega
like,
games.
Like the only guys, I don't know what happened, is J.D. Roth.
Interesting.
Oh, he died.
Did he?
No, I don't
know.
Oh, jeez.
No.
After Finders Keepers, things took a dark turn.
So depressing. So depressing. And that's all you watched this week? Anything else good other than iZombie?
That was all I watched.
That was the extent?
I watched an entire season of iZombie, and I watched the Gem thing, yeah.
Sweet. Wow.
You know,
very
thanks
cool.
to Francine, I started binging the crap out of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, it's so good. The first
from
season,
episode one.
The first season is so good.
The first 3 minutes of the show is like
Titus is
nonstop.
The best. Yeah. Titus
like
is the best.
It's really good.
Oh, God.
I enjoy it.
It's
I've only
so
watched the first
good.
Few episodes of the first
Why didn't
season,
anybody
so.
Tell it was so good?
Mm-hmm. I thought you knew.
I feel like Arsenio Hall at a cheese party, man.
I thought you knew.
I'm mad. That was a good show.
I just think it's funny because we did bring it up. Like, at the old location.
Really?
And you totally, like, glossed over it, like, yeah, whatever.
Well.
And now you're like, oh, it's so good. Oh, my God. Why didn't anybody tell me?
I guess I needed I needed Francine to tell me.
Francine to
yeah.
give it her
Francine
over.
Really sold it
I
for me.
I also finished Preacher season 2 recently, too.
Oh,
Preacher's
good
been,
stuff.
Preacher was
Preacher's
incredible.
Stuff, yeah.
So excited about the new one coming up.
Yeah.
I'm watching that right now, too.
That's so good.
Oh, sweet.
I'm on, like, episode 9? Yeah.
Almost done then.
Almost done.
Cool.
Going back to Netflix.
Yes, sir.
We started The Hollow.
Is that
it was
good?
Like animated.
I have
yeah,
it on my list.
It was.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's very children friendly, but also well written.
And it starts in a way that it instantly.
It starts like a Saw movie. Like,
yeah.
It's Saw for kids.
It's softcore Saw. Got it.
But
if you really want your kids to see Saw.
It's three kids. They wake up in a room. They don't even know their names. And so everything that they discover, you're discovering too.
And then they hear a voice, eat that guy's foot.
I was going to say, are their feet chained to a pipe at all? Or no?
No, no. There's a typewriter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody has to eat anybody's foot.
So no saw in the room anywhere?
They yeah. They left the saw out.
I'll check it out.
It's like Saw without the saw.
The Hollow.
It's on Netflix.
I have it on my list. Okay, good.
It is absolutely
great. Is it? Okay. So
the hollow is the guy's stomach. They have to hollow it out to get the key.
You're so stupid, Todd.
No. But it's really good. Highly recommend.
Is it So is it worth? I mean, obviously, it's obviously worth.
I mean, it's no Hereditary.
What is?
Apparently,
yeah.
But,
what is?
Excellent, nonetheless.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. And it's
it's me, so you know it's true.
And it's safe for the kids. And it's
the
safe
format.
For the kids. Well, before we wrap up, gents and lady, there is a couple of things that I did want to mention. First off, the man. Speaking of Saw, the man who is responsible for Saw, or one of the men,
Jigsaw?
James Wan, is going to be remaking Arachnophobia. You know, the film with Jeff Daniels and.
I think the more important James Wan news
I don't
is that.
Know how I feel about that?
Is that the initial screenings of Aquaman were received very positively?
Who's Aquaman?
Shut your mouth.
Aquaman.
You know,
Aquaman.
And all that.
There's good buzz about Aquaman. I think Paramount is, not Paramount, excuse me, Warner Brothers is very much excited.
Eager to have a movie that does well.
Mm-hmm. Eager, very eager.
Well,
so that's
a movie.
Yeah, so that's
cool.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman and then Aquaman.
That's cool. Also, big news that A-Ron posted. Leia Thompson is pitching a new Howard the Duck reboot.
Great.
Which is, hey, listen, I'm down.
Let's see how far that goes.
She's pitching it to Marvel.
And
I'm,
she wants
I'm
to
down.
Direct it.
Yes!
Is,
I'm down.
Great.
Hey,
gonna...
Seth Green, you want to explain to the audience why Howard the Duck looks like crap now?
You want to sleep? Is she going to sleep with the duck?
A lot of long nights.
It was a goof in a James Gunn movie.
Yeah, and more importantly, speaking of famous people, we are going to get a film based on the
famous
court case,
person?
The famous court case of Hulk Hogan and Gawker. That's
yeah.
right, ladies and gentlemen. Hulk Hogan, brother.
Who in the world could play Hulk Hogan? Nobody else.
You know
but
who can?
Hulk Hogan.
You know who? No. You know who can play Hulk Hogan?
No.
Terry Bollea.
What? No. They're going to get The Rock.
They
get The Rock for everything.
With a blonde handlebar mustache. Listen here, brother.
Do you
smell what your brother is cooking?
Have you ever heard The Rock shoot on Hulk Hogan? It's pretty hilarious.
It's really good. It's really good.
He does a very excellent...
All right.
That's right.
Maybe.
You say your prayers, you eat your vitamins, and have I mentioned how big my penis is?
Not 10 inches. At least for the purposes of this court deposition.
It's 10 inches, brother.
Not if you're claiming to be Terry Bollea right now. Just
it's sad.
Know.
I'm making these jokes about Hulk Hogan, who I grew up loving in wrestling.
Yeah,
it's really bad. But it's
but he also kind of deceived us.
He
I thought
onto himself. To be fair,
I thought it was 10 inches.
No, I think he deserves the jokes.
He does.
Brought it upon himself.
He did. He brought it upon himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's gonna be a movie about it. Everyone excited?
Thunder Bay. What? Is that the, what was the name of the
Thunder
show?
In Paradise.
Yeah, Thunder in Paradise.
Thunder in Paradise.
There's going to be some Thunder in Paradise, brother.
It's going to be called Thunder Bay when Michael Bay remakes it.
10-inch penis is just exploding for no reason.
No reason whatsoever.
That's
awesome.
A totally different movie. I've seen that before.
That's awesome. Anyway, of course, before we get out of here, we do have to talk about what's hitting the theaters this weekend, and it's a big movie. Courtesy of Disney and Pixar.
14 years later.
14 years later, we are finally getting a sequel to The Incredibles. Can anyone guess the name?
Incredibles 2.
You're right, sir.
What did he win?
You know, I'm really sick of people saying The Incredibles is a great superhero movie because basically it's every superhero trope of the Silver Age just mashed into one movie.
And for its time, we never got that, and that's what made it good.
I guess.
You know it. That's why you hesitate.
I'm a fan. I'm just not a fan of the impact. I mean, there's other places that deserve it.
You know what I'm a fan
of?
The fact that I get to listen to Craig T. Nelson on the big screen again.
Ooh, Craig T.
I love Craig T. Nelson. He's
yeah.
amazing. He's the best thing about Turner and Hooch.
I'd rather watch some Coach reruns. That's just me. Turner and Hooch is pretty good.
He's great in it.
That dog slobber is disgusting in that movie.
Yeah, and there's that big up-and-comer in there, Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great in it. So you check that
He's
out.
He's going places.
He's going
also
places.
Great in Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, he is one of my favorite shows.
Me too.
I love Bosom
Who
Buddies.
Who was the other Bosom Buddy?
Peter Scolari.
Really?
Yes. Come on, man.
I'm going to yell random names at you. Why don't you know these people?
You could have said any name and I would have felt stupid.
Come on, Aliga.
The Scolari brothers.
The Scolari brothers. And then,
aren't they
and then the other movie is actually
yes.
Tank.
Oh, Tang is coming out. The movie Jeremy Renner broke both his arms in.
Oh, right, right.
He has CGI'd arms in this movie called Tag.
Great.
Not a joke, because he broke them on set.
So good.
Yeah.
The only reason I want to see this movie is because of Hannibal Buress's participation in the press tour has been awesome.
The only reason why I don't want to watch this movie is because Hannibal Buress is in it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan. Why? Because he brought down Bill Cosby? Your favorite?
For one thing. Not for all of it, but yeah, that's for one, for sure.
Really?
How dare he tattle?
Yeah, how dare
that's
he?
That's right. He's such a snitch.
Hold.
Snitches.
Snitches. You know what they get.
Bro.
Wow.
Yikes.
Anyway. before
they get Cosby to make you a drink.
They do. Yeah. Last but not least, the master of hard media. Master of hard media. What comes out of hard media?
Dwayne was requesting this, that's why.
Oh, okay, the master of hard media. What's happening this week?
So today there's actually a handful of them. Love, Simon has a Target exclusive,
mm-hmm.
which is in like a little composition book.
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat.
Oh,
there's Tomb Raider.
Cute, yeah.
Tomb Raider with Alicia Vikander and her weird neck.
Vikander. It sounds like a dirty word.
What?
Or you could just play the game. And
oh, I can only imagine
thing.
A Dennis Quaid movie.
Which
Dennis Quaid movie? Did you just say that in the year 2018?
Yes, I did.
What?
Inner Space 2.
Inner Space 2, right?
Is it? Is it?
No, it's cool. No. I can only imagine.
I was like, oh, man, that'd be so cool.
Was Death Wish
was
out this week as
Melanie
well?
Melanie Griffith? Oh, was who was the love interest in Inner Space?
That was Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, I'm sorry. I always got them two mixed up in the 80s.
What else came out today?
Strangers, Pray at Night.
Oh, the sequel to Strangers. I'm very interested to watch it. You said you enjoyed it, but
first half
is
not
crappy.
That great, but the second half is really
it's great. Supposed to be in the 80s, right? It's
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was interested in it as well. I love the 80s.
The 80s ruled.
Who doesn't?
A lot of people.
They're
my husband doesn't like the 80s.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah, the 80s. The need 80s. I remind you?
Yeah, he's a 90s kind of guy.
No,
yuck.
Gotcha.
Rock and roll high school forever.
The only thing, only good movies that come out of the 90s
arguments about it
are from
time.
Michael Bay. The Rock, Armageddon. Come on, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, but my husband's super like raver. Like
Con Air.
Electro music.
Hackers.
Like,
Enemy of the State.
That was a 90s movie.
See,
Hackers.
90s exactly.
Hackers. I only watch that for nostalgia purposes. And it's pretty bad. Let's be honest.
Matthew Lillard holding his own against Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie? I've never heard of her.
What other movie put Wipeout on the big screen?
That is true. That is true. Good point. Matthew Lillard, pre-Shaggy. So that's pretty good. All right. So, Aaron, that's what we can look forward to this week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't forget.
You said there was a lot.
He did, but he only wanted to mention the good ones. So, by the way, just to let everybody know, in 2 weeks, on the 21st of June, we'll be doing the premiere of Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, starring the irreverent Chris Pratt and the lovely Bryce Dallas Howard, directed by J.A. Bayona. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to go, come on down, join the Nerd Watch. We're going to be giving away dinosaurs.
Dinosaur DNA.
So check
Maybe.
That out.
You won't know for sure until it gets tested.
That's right.
It could just be regular human DNA.
You're a horrible person, Todd. What? Anyway, we're out of time. Well, guys, we'll be sticking around.
Todd's
for just
the
a
kind
little...
of guy that's the reason I don't use public hand soap dispensers. I know there are people like Todd out there.
Yeah, it's true.
Ew.
For those of you that are watching us on Facebook Live, we'll be sticking around for a little while longer to hang with you guys. But the podcast does have to end. So make sure you guys follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_Nerdwatch. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. And, of course, you guys can also donate to the pod at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. And if you could be so kind as to download the MyWatch app as well on Google or iTunes Play Store, and you can listen to us there as well. All right? And I think that about does it for this week, isn't it? It's good. It's a shame that next week, don't want to miss out, next week Gannon is back, and he's talking about Halloween. It's going to be really cool. At least he says he's going to be back. He said he's going to be back this week, so we'll see.
I think he's feeling threatened that ladies are taking his spot. I think he'll be back.
It's probably the case.
You know how men are. They're so insecure.
I know. He says he's cool, but...
So we're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. So for...
He's one of the good ones.
Come up with another reason.
He is one of the good ones. You're right.
So for Rat Fink Todd, for Sin, for for our cinnamon scallop, wow. Aaron, for the gaming guru himself, Format, and Dr. Daddy Leaks, the
That's
owner and proprietor of Molly Comics and Collectibles. Yeah, I, of course, am G Money. So until next time, listeners and viewers, peace out. Much love. Most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week, we see you guys. Aloha.